Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday morning, spring forward edition of Devotions, Encouragement, and Prayer from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're into week 10. It's a collection of 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we ought to be serving God. And this week we're going to be spending each day looking at serving by listening. In a time where, probably throughout time, but at least in this time, human nature tends to listen for what we want to hear rather than listening for what's actually said. And so today we're going to look at specifically listening for truth. A little different than listening to truth. We listen to truth when we listen to God. We spend time in His Word. We view Him as the way, the truth, and the life in Jesus. But as we serve, I believe it's important that we listen for truth. Because what is being said, what words are being used, often need to be filtered through the experience of ourselves, through the experience of those we serve. Have you ever agreed to do something that sounded much different when it was explained to you than what it actually turned out to be? I suspect we've all been there. And oftentimes it's not a one-sided misunderstanding. Sometimes it is. Sometimes we've just been lied to, we've been deceived, but other times it's a combination. We interpreted the words that we heard in the way that we wanted them to sound. And the person giving the explanation used words that could have been, well, deliberately vague. Or they could have meant something to him that was different than what we thought. You see, as we listened for truth, God's desire is that we are no longer tossed back and forth. As God gives the instructions and talks about the gifts that He's given people to teach and to encourage and to build up the body of Christ, He says He does that so that we're no longer infants. We're no longer being tossed about by every wind of doctrine, by everything that comes along, but that we're grounded in the truth. And as we serve God, as we serve people, I believe it's important that we listen beyond the "how are you doing, it's fine, have a good day" conversations that fill our lives. We listen not just to the words, but we listen to what's not being said. Many times the truth is easier to be found in the silence, the things that are being avoided, the topics that are not being discussed. And as you serve people, as you serve God, listen with your ears. Listen with your eyes, your heart. Listen with everything you have. I do a seminar session on listening to God that looks at that idea of using your senses as a means of paying attention to what God is saying in His Word, is paying attention to what God is doing in creation, to pay attention to what God is doing in your life, to pay attention to what God is doing in the lives of others. But as we listen for truth, we've been trained, and I think it's a part of our human nature as well, because we want to be accepted. We want to fit in. And we tend to mold our words around what we think a person wants to hear. And especially if we need help. And so many times as we have opportunities to serve others, we'll hear from them what they think we want to hear, what they think will bring about the needed help. And it's not that they're always lying. It's not that they're simply framing it in a context that leaves out parts, some that they don't think are applicable and others that they think would change our response, and some that are just too painful to talk about. And so we serve people as we listen for truth. And sometimes the very beginning is being willing to sit in silence with just ourselves and God and listen for truth about us. To allow God to speak His truth into our life, to stop long enough to learn the truth about ourselves that we think we're hiding from God, we think we're hiding from others. This week in the prayer guide that I send out, and it eventually went out this morning, it was a little late. Something messed up with the scheduling, and it seems every time we do one of these time changes, the programs that I use to schedule have a different way of doing it. But anyhow, it's out, and it's about living the good life according to God's perspective. And it's looking at a passage out of the Gospel of Mark where an individual comes up and calls Jesus a good teacher, but also wants to know, what do I need to do to gain eternal life? What does that look like? And at the very core of living this good life is learning to listen for the truth that Jesus responds with. Learning to listen to what He means. And just as serving people, just as it's so easy for us to hear with our preconceived ideas and ears, it's easy to do that with God's Word as well. We know what it says, and we know what we want it to say. And we look at it and we decide that it agrees with us. And so we can agree with it. But when we truly gaze, I love the way that James writes that, we gaze into the perfect law of God, we find freedom. And as we serve God, as we serve people, as we listen for truth, I believe we're able to find the keys that can help people to be set free. We're able to see what God's doing in their life, what He desires for them to realize about themselves. sometimes we'll encounter a variety of types of people as we serve. Some want everything done for them. You're there to serve, and so here's my laundry list. Here's what I need you to do. And listening for truth involves listening for the truth of what they can do and what they can't do. Helping without enabling. Others will be very hesitant to accept help. They believe there's a catch. And for them, it's more important and more necessary to listen for the truth of what they're not saying. What really needs done, what really is beyond their ability that they need help with. But in the midst of all of it, not only is it important that we listen for the truth of how to serve, we listen for the truth of what the needs really are. It's important that we listen for the truth that goes beyond the needs of service into the needs of the Spirit. You see, when we begin to see the hurt, the disappointment, the rejection, the crushed spirit that is at least an attempted to be covered up, we listen and we hear the truth. You see, serving people, and I've said this in several of these devotions, serving people can be a very messy business. Business isn't really a good word there, but a messy task. And in order to do it well, I think our goal is to be effective. To serve where help is needed. And to provide that help in a way that's actually helpful. And listening for truth helps us to do that. As you pray today, I would encourage you to examine your life for how deliberate you are in listening for God's truth. And ask God to help you to grow. But also spend time choosing to ask for God's help to hear the truth in the lives of others, to listen to their heart, to listen to what's said, to what's not said, to serve according to truth. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you. Thank you that you are a God that loves us, that has revealed truth to us through your Son, Jesus. Father, as we gaze deeply into your Word, may we learn to be consistent in doing so. And may we hear the truth that's present. Not the truth that we've made up, not the truth that we have decided we want to hear, but the truth that you've given. And Father, may our practice of gazing into your Word and listening for the truth that it contains Help us to be better prepared to listen for the truth as we serve people. Not in a way that excludes or condemns, but in a way that seeks to get to the heart of what's needed, the heart of what's really helpful, that moves beyond the surface stuff. And helps to share your love with the brokenhearted, with the outcast, with the skeptic, with those that need to know truth, with those that have lost their way, with those that are too broken, too hurt, too afraid to share, to say what they really need to say. And so, Father, give us eyes that see and ears that hear and a mind and heart that's open to listening for truth, not just in the words spoken, but in the words that aren't spoken. As we pay attention to the person that we're listening to, as we pay attention to their surroundings, as we pay attention to the body language, as we pay attention to their story. Father, may we be more effective at serving, in representing Jesus through a deliberate action and decision of listening for truth in every conversation. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would help them to seek out truth, that we would train them in your word, that they would know there is an absolute, a way to find truth that is real and right and covers everyone. And it's found in Jesus. Father, as we help them to listen for truth, may we help them to not be tossed about by every story they hear, by every wind of doctrine, by every messenger that sounds good and appealing and right to their ears. And may our training and our teaching and our modeling for them, a practice of listening for your truth, help each one of us to not be led astray, to not be giving help that's not really helpful, to be better prepared to listen for the truth in the lives of one another, and specifically to listen for truth in the lives of those we serve. Father, as we prepare to gather and worship today, whether we're doing so in a church building or using social media broadcast or gathering with individuals in our homes or small group, may we honestly gather seeking truth from you, listening for that truth. May we do so in worship that is done in spirit and truth. May we seek out your instructions, not simply so that we're puffed up with knowledge, but so that we know how to live. Give us the courage to live according to your truth. Give us the patience to listen to one another Give us insight that only Your Spirit can bring. A discernment that sees the truth woven throughout the stories. Especially stories that may be designed to manipulate. And we take Your word, that sharp double-edged sword that divides bone and marrow, and may we use it to divide conversations so that it can separate the truth from the untruth. And may Your Spirit that lives within us guide us into understanding, guide us into listening. And may our efforts at listening for truth be fruitful, that those we serve would see Jesus in us, that they would come to know the truth of Your word in a more real way than ever before. Father, today as we listen for truth, may we hear it in Jesus. And may we share it in Jesus. And may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.